Good afternoon. My name is Andy White. I'm a regional cotton agronomist for Bayer Crop Science in the Mid-South. Today I'd like to talk to you about a new mid-maturing variety, ST5288B2F. ST5288 was tested as BCSX0727B2F in 2008. It is a medium maturing variety, has excellent early season vigor, broadly adapted across the cotton belt, has outstanding yield potential. It is a growthy variety, but it responds well to growth to Stance plant growth regulator. A good fiber package, it's very tough and versatile. A high lint percent and resistant to bacterial blight. Some of the variety characteristics, this variety does have a normal leaf, but it is a hairy leaf variety. It is a medium maturing variety with large bowls, medium to tall plant. As the other presenters from Bayer have mentioned, we are looking at early season vigor on this slide with a scale of 1 to 9, with 9 being the best. 5288 had early season vigor that was similar to 1740 and 5458. Stoneville cotton varieties are recognized for their excellent early season vigor, and 5288 falls right in there with those varieties. If we look at final plant height, we see that 5288 finishes the season about 1.3 inches taller than 5458, and much more taller than 1740. Final total nodes, it has about the same number of total nodes as 5458 and one node more than 1740. When we're looking at storm tolerance, with 1 to 9 being the scale and 9 being the tightest, it had an average of 5.9, and this is from 47 locations across the belt, so it's falling right in there with 5458 in terms of storm tolerance. Percent open bowl data, 1740 is one of our earlier maturing varieties, while 5458 is a little bit later. 5288 falls somewhat closer to 5458 in terms of percent open bowl, making it a medium maturing variety. This is data from Dr. Terry Wheeler and John Ganaway's trial on root knot nematode tolerance. I thought I'd put that in there. 5458 being recognized as a root knot nematode tolerant variety. 5288 had higher root knot nematode levels at the end of the season compared to 5458 and 4288. So we do not classify this variety as a root knot nematode tolerant variety. Looking at the verticillium wilt data, at the end of the season, 5288 had 18.1% of the plants exhibiting symptoms compared to 20.1 for 375 and 16.9 for 9180, which 9180 being considered very tolerant to verticillium wilt. If we look at yield across the belt, comparing 5288 to 1740 and 5458, 5288 averaged 1,145 pounds compared to 1,175 for 1740 and 1,156 for 5458. Although it did not yield those varieties, it's right there in line with those. Micronair was somewhat higher than those varieties. Length was similar to 1740. Strength was slightly less than 5458 or 1740, and uniformity was about the same. When we look at the 5288 under irrigated conditions, again, we see the same sort of comparisons with 1740 and 5458, with yields about the same, mic a little bit higher, length being the same, and strength being a little bit lower, and uniformity being about the same. Under dry land conditions, 5288 seemed to perform a little better than 5458, but the yields weren't different, in that it yielded 1,035 pounds compared to 1,052 for 1740 and 1,017 for 5458. Micronair was the same as 5458 under dry land conditions, and length strength, again, strength's a little bit lower on this variety, and uniformity is about the same. If we look at it by region, in the west, far west, 5288 did not perform as well as 1740 or 5458. And in the southwest, it performed similar to those varieties, only about 60 pounds less than 1740. In the mid-south, it performed as well as 5458. And in the Southeast, it performed as well as 54-58, and also in the Mid-Atlantic. With that being said, we have recommended this variety anywhere from Texas to the East Coast. We feel like performance will be, it is the best geographic fit for that variety. Again, just looking at the variety in terms of relative maturity to see where it compares with our other varieties, 5288 is slightly earlier than 5458, but much later than 1740, making it a medium maturing variety. In summary, it's a new germplasm for us. It's a mid-maturing variety, has more aggressive growth than 5458, needs to be managed accordingly. The storm tolerance is similar to 5458. Moderate vert wilt tolerance. It's a great fit on dry land or irrigated soils and has excellent yield potential from Texas to the East Coast. Thank you.